Hey guys, it's Ed, and I'm coming to you from our temporary Drunk Gossip Studios here in Detroit. And even though I didn't say it, I am live today. A couple days ago, I decided that today we were going to try something a little bit different. We're going to do a deep dive into Katie Holmes and her relationship, not only with Jamie Foxx, which ended this week, but with also with Tom Cruise, which led to this whole thing. So get ready for a Throwback Thursday edition of Drunk Gossip. And since it is a Throwback Thursday edition of Drunk Gossip, I'm gonna mix up a cocktail. Dave brought me back some of this strawberry. I'm not exactly sure what it's called, but it's like a strawberry cello. It's a nice, thick, delicious liquor. So I mix that with some limoncello and some Prosecco, and we're gonna have a grand old time with this. So, let's get started. The first, before we even get into the meat of this, let's talk about Tom Cruise. There are allegations and stories out there that Tom Cruise is gay. One of the most outlandish stories that I've heard is that he was filming down south. I've heard Georgia and or Florida. And was carrying on an affair with a local reporter. Now, that's not such a big deal, right? Like, no one... I mean, back when he started, yes, people would have cared, and he is certainly it certainly would have killed his career back then. But there's nothing specifically scandalous about this. They broke up and allegedly this reporter had pictures and whatnot of Tom. And Scientology, which at the time was struggling to grow, had already targeted Tom Cruise as somebody who they were very interested in. Somebody that they were very interested in trying to convince to join their religion. So there were a bunch of pictures and other stuff, and this reporter was allegedly trying to blackmail Tom Cruise. Well, a Scientologist heard about this, reported back to the upper levels, and the upper levels went to the very top of the organization and said, "Hey, this is a thing that's happening, and, you know, we just thought you should know." Next thing you know, the militia, I keep wanting to call it C-Force. I'm not sure if that's what it's called or not. But the militia arm of Scientology was storming this reporter's house, got the material, and allegedly started blackmailing Tom Cruise's Scientology. And the leaders of Scientology started blackmailing Tom Cruise to become a member. And that's how he got involved. In order to keep up the charade that he's straight, Tom has had a number of marriages and female companions over the years. And each one of them seemingly turns into a robot at some point with him. And what I would love to believe was a meta commentary on her part. Nicole Kidman actually starred in Stepford Wives, either shortly before or just after her marriage to Tom disintegrated. And so after Nicole Kidman, Tom was looking for a new companion. Because God forbid there be an eligible bachelor or a straight superstar. Or a single superstar. So he looked and looked, dated around a bit. He dated Penelope Cruz for a bit. But she didn't quite fit the mold that he was trying to form. Mostly, she was a successful actress on her own. And frankly, didn't really need his help. And I think that bothered him a little bit. Be that as it may, the Penelope Cruz relationship broke up. And contract talks between him and Katie Holmes began almost immediately afterwards. And little by little, we started seeing them out together and people started talking. Katie, of course, was coming off of a very successful run on Dawson's Creek. And she was positioned to be the next It Girl. And then she married Tom Cruise. And that's where we're going to leave off. And I'm going to take a break and come right back. And I'm back. In the first couple of years of the Cruz-Holmes marriage was wonderful on the outside. From the time Tom Cruise jumped up and down on Oprah's couch, declaring his love for Katie Holmes to their wedding, everything seemed to be ideal and perfect. But as we all know, there is no such thing as ideal and perfect. Rumors and conspiracies abound to this very day that Suri Cruz is not actually Tom's daughter, but is actually the daughter of Chris Klein. As far as I know, there is no truth to this. And trust me, if there was one iota of proof, the gossip blogs would have ran with it. Does that mean that Suri was conceived in the conventional way? Not necessarily. And that's not what I'm arguing at all. All I'm saying is, if there was any proof that Suri Cruz was not Tom's daughter, they would have, it would have come out by now, for sure. Somewhere around the 3-year mark, Katie wanted out of the marriage. And normally this would not have been a problem if it was a conventional marriage. But if this was not a conventional marriage, from the blind gossip item, she has finally pulled the chip out of her head. Here's what they say. Her attorneys, especially one who worked with her predecessor, seems that they have been able to work around most of the restrictions in her original business agreement with her husband. She did not fulfill the terms of the contract that would maximize her payout, but she will receive a sizable chunk of change to keep quiet about his personal life and his special relationship with another high-profile man. That other high-profile man is allegedly David Miscave. I know I didn't say his name right, and frankly, I don't care. But when David's wife, Shelley, went missing, that really started upping the rumor mill about what could have happened to her, where she went, and why she suddenly disappeared the way she did. And so Katie really wanted out of this marriage. She wasn't happy. Things were going downhill fast, and at this point, it wasn't going to quite get her the settlement that she would have got had she stayed. However, Tom had one piece, one thing to hold over her head that kind of forced her hand. She would not get custody of her daughter, Suri. Now, we can talk about how she could have fought for custody and whatnot, but we don't know what was in the agreement. And frankly, I think that I think that's what would stop almost any mother. It's not knowing if they're going to get custody of their children. Here is what Blind Gossip had to say when they solved this item. She could have walked away at that point, but she would have almost certainly lost custody of Suri. It was too much of a risk for her, and she was unwilling to leave the child behind. So she stayed. And as we're going to learn later on in this episode, Katie Holmes is not one to be fucked with. She always gets her vengeance. So Jamie Foxx better watch out. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. And I'm back. So we were just talking about how Katie wanted out of her marriage. Her talking to the lawyer tipped off Tom that Katie wanted out. And as you can imagine, that went over about as well as a fart in the Dianetics. In the Dianetics room. For those of you that don't know Dianetics, if I remember correctly from when Mandy and I did our Scientology exposés, Dianetics is where they kind of take you in, and it's kind of like their confession. Tom found out that Katie wanted out, and he was pissed. Mostly because he was about to become the fool again. And he was determined to make Katie Holmes as miserable as possible. But Katie had already basically put a plan into play that would see her leave this marriage with everything she was promised, and she would get custody of her daughter. So as the marriage went on, the public appearances between them became less and less, until they were down to just the occasional movie premiere and once a month date night and family photo ops. Of course, Tom, I'm not sure what movie, and Blind Gossip didn't say in their reveal, but would not be an episode without me coughing. But there was a big movie premiere that Katie was contractually obligated to attend. And as such, she would go, but she would not be happy about it. So she went. And then he wanted her to attend an award ceremony. I'm guessing it was the Academy Awards, because there was a year where he was a presenter. I don't remember him being nominated in recent years. And she put up a fight. These rumors do not come from Blind Gossip. This one is just one that has been floating around the internet for as long as I can remember. Rumor is that Katie Holmes told Tom Cruise the only way she was attending anything outside of her contractual obligations was if she paid him. Or if he paid her, rather. Now, some people will argue that's a spousal relationship anyways. But typically, if your spouse is getting an award or presenting or doing some sort of major career move like that, you don't necessarily say you gotta pay me. It you want to be there to support them. Here is what Blind Gossip has to say. This is from their solved item. She is limiting her time with this fool. She is only obligated to make public appearances with him approximately once per month for a photo date plus once per month for a family photo, and is annoyed that he's asking more of her. Since she has agreed to attend a movie premiere with him this month, she is totally balking at attending an award ceremony show together in the very near future. She is also determined not to be present in events where he is going to play the fool. I'm not sure, I'm definitely not sure what is meant by this. Even in all my research, I cannot figure out. It feels like that's supposed to be a clue towards the answer, but I've not figured it out. Unless it was a reference to the Oprah couch jumping. So Katie Holmes at this point is just tired of the relationship, and um, We're going to end the segment with this quote from Blind Gossip after they sold the item. They said, "Boy, did Katie Holmes hate the last couple of years of her marriage. As you know, she was only committed to 5 years total, but the last couple of years were especially torturous." And we're about to learn that Katie is much more shrewd than what people give her credit for. I'm going to take a break and come right back. And I'm back. So, up till now, we've realized that Katie Holmes is truly not happy. And she is counting down until the end of the marriage, where she can legally get divorced, collect everything that's owed to her, and move on. Now, career-wise, 2013 was big for Tom Cruise. He had Rock of Ages coming out in the summer, and he had Jack Reacher coming out around Thanksgiving. Katie Holmes was already contractually obligated to help with the promotion of Jack Reacher. And there was talk and speculation that she may take an additional payout to stick around and help promote Jack Reacher. Here is from the solved item, the 5-year mark on Blind Gossip. Here is what they said. Here's the timing for the announcement of the split. He has 2 big projects this year. She has already agreed to chip in and help promote the first project with red carpet appearances and positive interview mentions. If that occurs, and we believe it will, the official split will be announced during the summer lull. If she takes an additional payout and waits until after the second release, the announcement will be made approximately New Year's 2013. But Katie Holmes was not about to add any more months to her contract. And so she did the press for Rock of Ages. And she was out of there. And it was just a little bit of Ed trivia for you. It was a little bit ironic because she escaped. Depending on what version of the story you believe, the announcement hit, but she allegedly had left prior to that, and she was living in the East Village. And leaked the announcement of the divorce on the very day that I was leaving New York for the first time. And it was just a wild, wild time. And some people are saying that this was step one of her revenge because she knew that Tom was going to have a lot of press to do for Jack Reacher, which was a tentpole movie that was being set up in the fall. It was supposed to launch a brand new franchise for the studio. And while the movie, of course, hit $100 million because I can't think of one movie, maybe Rock of Ages in it. But most of Tom Cruise's movies, especially when he's in an action movie, surpasses $100 million. Most of them actually make more than that. You know, he's one of the most bankable movie stars out there. But in 2013, both movies lost money. And so it began the quiet descent of the Tomcat marriage. There were blind items everywhere about what happened, how she escaped, how much Tom was giving her. One payout was allegedly as high as $50 million for her to keep quiet about everything she knew. And allegedly, she had a dossier and was not afraid to release it. We don't know if that's true or not. But, I mean, it certainly is something that you could see being true. And it's certainly something that you wouldn't want to necessarily dismiss. So, of course, Katie didn't take the... we all know she didn't take the payout. And here's what Blind Gossip said once they solved it. On June 29th, 2012... I'm sorry, I should have been saying 2012. I don't know why I kept saying 2013. Anyways, on June 29, 2012, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes announced that they are getting a divorce. The situation is exactly as we described to you back in April. The 5-year contract is up, so they were already living separately. The public appearances were down to once or twice a month. The timing of the announcement is taking place after they finish promoting the first big project, Rock of Ages. The timing of the announcement is during the summer lull. Announcing on a Friday afternoon of a holiday weekend is also a nice touch. She rejected the additional payout to stick around for promotions for Jack Reacher. Katie Holmes is out of there. And Katie's rep said, Katie's primary concern remains, as it always has been, her daughter's best interest. And Tom Cruise's rep said, Kate has filed for a divorce, and Tom is deeply saddened and is concentrating on his 3 children. Please allow them their privacy. And this was just the first step for Katie Holmes exacting her revenge on Tom Cruise, who had made her miserable for 5 years. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come right back. And I'm back. So, we got to the end of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' marriage. And there had been many, many, many repercussions. And most people thought, oh, Katie's in for a whirlwind of hurt since she was so disloyal to Tom, and, you know, her career's gonna suffer. But her career suffered under Tom Cruise. One of the things I forgot to mention is she was originally earmarked for a pivotal role in the Dark Knight trilogy. And she filmed Batman Begins, but Tom Cruise had an issue with her continuing to be in those movies. He thought that they were beneath her and forced her to withdraw. So, when she left, Katie Holmes tried to reestablish herself, and she wanted to get revenge on Tom for all those years that he made her miserable. To that end, she not so secretly started dating. She not so secretly started dating Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx was, of course, really good friends with Tom Cruise. They made the movie Collateral together. And with Collateral, that was supposed to become a franchise. There's no word on why that didn't quite happen the way that they wanted. But it didn't. But the two men became good friends. And everything seemed to be on the up and up. And then rumors of Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx dating started floating around the blogs. Now, someone as savvy and savage as Katie Holmes knows what she's doing. There were stipulations in her settlement, allegedly, that she was not able to date publicly for a certain amount of time. So instead of blatantly dating, the Jamie Foxx, Katie Holmes relationship became an open secret. And this still pissed off Tom Cruise. And the result item, Why Superstar is Hopping Mad, they say, no matter how passionately he spoke about her, Superstar was never really in love with his ex. He was pleased with her, though, because she made him feel like he was in control and because she enhanced his image. These are the things that make him happy. When their relationship ended, he was furious about the fact that he had lost control of the situation and that she made him look bad. He got over it, though, and moved on. So he's not mad at her. In fact, he doesn't care anything about her. That's why he just ignores her now. However, he is mad at someone. He is actually mad at his male friend. So he was mad at Jamie Foxx because he feels that Jamie Foxx broke the bro code. And in Tom's world, there is nothing worse than someone breaking the bro code. So Tom, you know, Tom was already moving on and dating in a high profile relationship. But he expected Katie not to be. So, with that, he was still trying to control her, and she was sending him a really big FQ, and essentially saying, you're not in charge anymore. And as you can imagine, Tom Cruise did not like that. So, the relationship progressed, and more people knew that Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes were an actual couple, and were actually really well-liked. But Jamie couldn't quite keep it in his pants. Several times over the course of their 6-year relationship, Jamie was caught cheating on Katie. And Katie didn't say anything about it. She never even acknowledged the relationship until they went public at the Met Gala this year. That was in May. And now there are headlines all over the place about the Katie Holmes Jamie Foxx breakup. And we're going to talk about how Katie got her revenge on Jamie Foxx, or is getting her revenge on Jamie Foxx, coming up. I'm going to take a break, though, and come right back. And I'm back. So, as we talked about, Jamie Foxx cheated on Katie Holmes quite a few times throughout their relationship. And each time she forgave him. Some people have theorized that they weren't actually in a relationship, and that there was no cheating. That this was all a stunt to piss off Tom Cruise. And seeing as Tom is not quite the popular leading man in Hollywood that he is outside of the industry, this would actually make sense. Some people have questioned why Jamie Foxx would go along with it. And the rumor is that when Tom is on set, he is very nasty. And that the friendship that the public was shown was not actually a true friendship, but rather one created to help sell the movie. Some people have even gone as far as to say that there is no authentic relationship in Tom's life. That everything is manufactured. Which kind of actually makes an iota of sense. But be that as it may, it doesn't appear to be the case, because Katie was overheard, as we talked about before, saying, "Jamie can do whatever he wants, we're no longer together. Or we haven't been together in months." Which, to me, suggests that at one point, they were together. Now, people can interpret things however they want to, and generally they do. But to me, that's an endorsement of a real relationship, especially when you're with your friends, there's no paparazzi around, and you're not really anticipating any paparazzi or reporters to pick up that soundbite. Of course, it isn't an unusual soundbite with your girlfriend, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, they broke up, or at least they announced their breakup this week. And people have been struggling to understand how Jamie Foxx is already moving in with his new girlfriend, which was the big headline for a little while now. And if we take Katie at her word, and they haven't been together in months, that can, I mean, really mean almost anything. You know, it could be 2 months, it could be 20 months. If Jamie was cheating, or even if it wasn't cheating, let's say Katie and Jamie had an open relationship. There's nothing stopping Jamie from having someone by his side. And Jamie has a new movie called Just Mercy coming out later this year. And he might be trying to go the opposite way of Tom Cruise and brush off any of the breakup stink that comes with having a high profile breakup like this. So I keep mentioning how Katie Holmes gets her revenge. How is she going to do that to Jamie Foxx? Well, first of all, with Just Mercy coming out, there's likely to be a lot of questions about this relationship. Which could distract from the message of the movie. And allegedly, Katie Holmes is very active within SAG-AFTRA and the Academy. Just Mercy is built to be an Oscar contender. And if Katie is as shrewd as we all believe she is, no matter how praised Jamie Foxx's performance is, I'm going to guess if he gets a nomination, a win is way out of reach for him after pissing off Katie Holmes. And the reason why I can say that with confidence is because allegedly, Katie's former Dawson's Creek co-star and indie it girl, Michelle Williams, had a smear campaign against her, which was led by Katie Holmes. And Michelle has been nominated numerous times and has never taken home the prize. And Tom was expecting, when Tom and Katie broke up, he went through probably one of the worst career droughts he's ever experienced, where his movies just weren't making the same kind of money, until he revived the Mission Impossible franchise, and started, like, he did a mini reboot of that franchise, to bring in fresh blood and whatnot. But if you've noticed, he's stuck to only franchises, since that point. Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, which only had two movies. And then, no, that's Jack Ryan, sorry. I was going to say it became a TV show, but it didn't. I'm trying to think of there's another franchise that he's in charge of, but in any case, any solo or original efforts don't generally go over too well with the movie going public. And there's no reason for that other than he pissed off Katie Holmes. And you'll notice every time he has a major release coming, there is some sort of article that comes out about him that is far from flattering. And not just article, like big stories. Yeah. Sorry, my brain jumped a track because I'm trying to find out what that other franchise is. The Mummy was supposed to be his big return and launch a whole universe for Universal, and that did not live up to its potential. So now all he's doing now is Mission Impossible movies. So that tells you, when Katie Holmes sets out to destroy someone, even the once incomparable and golden boy Tom Cruise is not immune from her vengeance. So, this has been the Katie Holmes deep dive. The reason why I didn't do the Michelle Williams segment is because what I want to do is maybe one day in the near future do a Dawson's Creek deep dive, because I think that would be just fascinating. But for right now, I'm going to end the show. Thank you all so much for listening, as always. And until next time, cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.